This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I am actually recording this on Thursday night, and by the time you hear my voice on Friday, it's my expectation that the International Court of Justice in The Hague in Netherlands will have made their initial ruling in the ICJ in the genocide case against Israel brought by South Africa. I want to tell you what the options are, what I think is going to happen, and what the response is going to be to whatever the ICJ determines. And there's been some breaking news today about all of this. And so I'll just try to prepare you the best I can for however the ruling ends up. And I'll be back on Monday to unpack and explain the ruling. But I'll be traveling and speaking in Canada tomorrow. So just wanted to come in here and try to help you understand what's going to happen. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
As you may know, and I won't go into deep detail about the nature and structure of the International Court of Justice. I won't go into deep detail because I have an entire episode already. If you just scroll back just a couple of weeks, I believe, you'll see some, I think a few episodes that I recorded telling you the difference between the International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice. The International Criminal Court is not making any kind of ruling tomorrow. They haven't really publicly said much at all. The International Court of Justice, which is connected to the United Nations, but functions very much still as its own independent body. The Security Council of the UN or the UN itself cannot override what the International Court of Justice decides. But theoretically, it is the United Nations that will enforce whatever the ICJ decides tomorrow. Now, the International Court of Justice, this was not the trial, okay? This is South Africa filed what could best be described as an emergency case asking for an emergency ruling and injunction on a present, currently active genocide by Israel against the Palestinians. And when such a request is made, it typically takes a couple of weeks. South Africa got a few hours to make a case and submit a very detailed brief. Israel got a chance to respond and include their very detailed brief. And then it will take a couple of weeks for that panel of judges to make their decision. A few days ago, South Africa first announced that they were contacted by the ICJ. The ICJ then released a press release saying, yes, on Friday, we are releasing our initial decisions based on the case that was presented to us. Now, there are seven or eight like micro decisions that they will rule on tomorrow. And really, no matter what their ruling is, a much longer, deeper, more serious trial will eventually take place in the International Court of Justice, unless, and I don't believe this is going to happen tomorrow, but I just have to put all my cards on the table. These are just educated guesses. I don't have any inside information. Nobody I know really has inside information. I have plenty of attorney friends who've argued cases before the ICJ, who know some of the judges on the ICJ, but those judges have been airtight, there have been no leaks. And if they've had any interactions with anyone about this, it hasn't leaked at all. And I doubt they have. They understand the gravity and importance and seriousness of this. So tomorrow, in summary, or Friday, if you're listening to this on Friday, rather, today, when the ICJ releases their ruling, there are two primary factors that we're looking for. Will they say, yes, this is a genocide? And there are many different ways that they're going to rule on that. Will they say, yes, this meets the legal definition of genocide? And two, and perhaps most importantly, I think one is crucial, essential, to have this diverse international body say, yes, it is genocide, or no, it is not genocide. It won't determine how I feel. Like, I have made my own judgments based on international law and the evidence that we see. However, it's very important what they decide tomorrow. What they decide today. Clearly, I have not pre-recorded an episode in a very long time. Man, I'm bad at this. Whatever they decide about genocide is essential, because if the International Court of Justice, which is one of the most respected independent judiciaries in the world, says, yes, this is genocide, Israel has already announced, and Benjamin Netanyahu has already announced, that we will not abide by anything they decide, which is crazy. The United States and a couple of the United States allies have basically said the same thing, because even today, John Kirby, one of the spokespeople for the White House and State Department, Department of Defense, has openly said, yeah, we think this case is garbage, and which is in essence them saying the ruling doesn't matter to us. But I assure you, the ruling matters to the entire world. That's why the United States and Israel is trying to undercut it, because if the ICJ rules that this is a genocide, it then gives most of the rest of the world something to stand on. In, like, for me, seeing the suffering of Palestinians is enough to stand on. I don't need the ICJ. Like, I see what's happening. I study it and watch it, and I am in communication day in and day out with people on the ground in Gaza, in the West Bank, and Palestinians around the diaspora. But for most international countries to have the ICJ call it a genocide will give them an independent body to say, hey, we are ceasing all relations with Israel. We are ceasing all trade with Israel. If it's ruled a genocide, it will give the people of Yemen and the brothers of Yemen that have been in the Red Sea trying to stop all ships going towards Israel, it will allow them to say, listen, we were doing our duty to stop a genocide. So how they rule on whether or not it is a genocide is very important. But secondly, and perhaps most important, they will rule to say, we determine that an immediate ceasefire should take place, or we have not determined that an immediate ceasefire should take place. That's particularly important. I've got to run here in just a moment. That's particularly important because Hamas just released an official statement saying that if the International Court of Justice says that an immediate ceasefire is warranted, we will have an immediate ceasefire as long as Israel also commits to an immediate and permanent ceasefire. And so Hamas has already said, listen, we will follow the ruling. And they have basically dared Israel to say that they will or won't. Now, I believe, again, these are just educated guesses. I have done some research and studying on each judge, their own politics and positions, and the politics and positions of the countries they come from. However, my educated guess is that they will rule that it is genocide, but that they likely won't rule for an immediate ceasefire. I hope I'm wrong. I think it's going to be a mixed decision tomorrow. And again, today, it's going to be a mixed decision when the ruling comes down on Friday in the International Court of Justice. But all we can do is wait and see. And because we're in many ways in uncharted territory, How the world responds, we don't yet know. I'm watching closely. Please go and download the app Telegram. I'm on there. It's really my primary way of communicating with people now. It basically just sends a simple text message to you. So when I make a post, you get it directly from me. I'll be posting all the links and details so that you can watch the hearing, and hope you're able to follow it and track it, and hope this helps make some sense of it. I'll be right back on Monday. All right. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.